It's Waterful Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Spring is here and summer is barreling in right behind it. The Texas Drought Monitor for early April showed 95% of Texas in some stage of drought, from abnormally dry to exceptional drought. The southern part of Brazos County is currently in abnormally dry. Most of our listening area is fortunately not yet in drought, but that could change. For the same period in 2011, which coincidentally was the worst one-year drought in Texas history, Brazos County was already in the exceptional drought stage. As of early April 2022, College Station's water demand is already where it was in that drought year of 2011. Of course, our community has grown tremendously since then, but with La Niña weather patterns persisting, we could be looking at another long-term drought. For urban and suburban water users, the crop that we grow is our household lawns and maybe vegetables and some perennials. With our water supply coming from groundwater, we're far more insulated from drought's immediate impacts than a farmer relying on rain or a shallow well, or a water supply depending on rain to fill its reservoirs. Having said that, we still need to pay attention to rainfall and let our lawns and landscapes, not the calendar, tell us when to water. With high winds and warmer day and evening temperatures, irrigation needs are increasing, but one, yes, one watering per week should be enough in the spring. Our grass doesn't have to be deep emerald green the entire season either. Proper watering now will save you money, establish a healthy root system for your turf before the summer heat sets in, and make the best use of limited resources. Yes, we're on groundwater, but it's our only supply, so it makes sense to use it as efficiently as possible. Tune in next week for more ways to level up your water knowledge and be a water geek like me.